We also want to take a look at some storm motion parameters and interpret what they mean for our flash flood threat. Let's say you've got a storm that is only moving at a mean speed of 5 miles per hour over Mr. Narwhal from Elf. Because that storm is moving so slowly, it will stay over the area for a long period of time and will consequently increase the flash flood risk there for Mr. Narwhal. Now, what about fast-moving storms? Well, typically they won't be an issue for flash flooding unless you have a specific orientation of storm setup. Can you think what that might be? If you thought training storms, then well done. Training storms heighten the flash flood risk because they will continue to dump rain over the same area with no respite, and Mr. Narwhal will once again be in trouble. To get a sense of storm motion, we like to look at two parameters. The first is the mean winds between the LCL and equilibrium level, so we can get an overall sense of the storm motion throughout the depth of a storm. Next, we also like to check what is referred to as the Corfiti upshear wind, as this describes the net storm motion for storms that are backbuilding or redeveloping upstream of the main storm. For both of these parameters, we consider favorable to be anything less than 10 to 15 knots, because if you've got slow motion, any storm can lead to flash flooding. However, if you've got fast motion, you can still get flash flooding, but you're gonna need training storms to do so.